It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Andy, you have such a big head.
Thanks. I'm very, sensitive about it, but whatever.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Sunday Cool. Watch this. Listen.
What is it?
May thy blade chip and shatter. May my blade chip and shatter.
Ow.
Sorry.
SundayCool.com. It's our brand new website. You gotta check it out. Right, Josh?
You gotta check it out. It's the best. We work so hard on making a new website, it's easier for you to order t-shirts.
Guys, this brand new website is so easy to use. You can browse thousands of our customizable templates that you can use for your group, your business. It's really great.
It sure is, Andy. And guess what? We have a new Ninjas of Butterflies page smack dab on the new website where you can see all of our latest episodes, news updates, and you can even see all the merch right there on SundayCool.com.
Also, all of the other videos and comedy sketches that we do, it's all available there, and you get to learn more about who Sunday Cool is and why it's the greatest company in the world!
We forgot to mention that there's also a new customer portal for all new and existing customers to use on the website. Super easy to use, and you can track everything, your order progress. Progress? Order progress?
Process.
Process.
And progress on the process.
So go check it out, SundayCool.com.
So what time do we want to start the podcast today, Josh?
We wanted to start it at 10 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. We're right on time, right?
Yep, 11:14.
11:14. But everyone's here except... Oh. Weird.
That's interesting.
Because wasn't she the one that said...
She's like,
let's have the podcast at 10.
We have to do it at 10.
We have to do it at 10. So we got here early, prepped everything, sat down at 9:45,
got everything prepared, everything set up.
Got really hyped up, made a lot of good jokes.
A lot of good jokes. It would have been great on the podcast, but you'll never hear it.
Would have been great.
Would have been great.
Said a couple things that honestly would be probably considered cancelable.
Maybe by some.
But it was off the record.
Maybe by some, but not by others.
Yeah, I would agree with that assessment.
Yeah. I'm tracking her location, and she's in the parking lot.
Cool. So once she gets done talking to the 120 employees that we have.
I didn't even think about that.
We should be getting started in about the next 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah. I'm still stuffy.
Stuffy.
This nose.
Yes. Eyes.
Ears.
Mouth.
Knees. It won't leave my brain, dude. It's like...
Are you getting you get Mucinex or something? Like, clear it out? Maybe you want to get one of those kettles.
Oh, the...
Yeah. Neti pots? Pot, or the one of the ones that flush, dude. That's what you need, honestly. Because that would probably clear you out.
Yeah.
It'd be like the liver cleanse. Well, whatever cleanse for your face.
Oh, that's Liver King.
Liver King cleanse.
Liver King...
What's the one that flushes you out? Is that not the neti pot?
It's they have a neti pot, but they also have a thing that goes both nostrils now. Like, it's not so
old. Are you forgetting the format where we don't do the song until a good 6 minutes into the episode?
I think it's just getting ready.
It's perfectly placed if we know what it sounds like.
Mm.
So I'm scared to move it.
All right.
Okay.
I'll just sit there until she comes in.
Yeah, you might as well.
It's pathetic.
Hey.
That honestly makes me sick, dude.
No, it does me too. It does me too?
It does. Me too.
It does.
Me too.
Crazy times.
Crazy measures.
Crazy times. This is weird.
You look good over there.
Hey, man, you look good. I can see you.
Lily's looking good today.
Hey-o! I mean, not going to lie.
Yep.
I'm seeing some thigh. I'm going to cross my eyes.
Whoa.
Ba 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 ba. FaceTimer.
All right.
If she takes more than 5 minutes, she has to play guitar.
Screen record it.
I need screen record. Oh, there you go.
Screen record. Dude, if she doesn't answer you.
What, did you guys start without me?
No, we're just... Yeah.
Yes?
We're waiting for you, Lil! Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Get out of my seat.
Okay.
Hey, Lily.
So what are we talking about?
Old types of things, I think. Old types.
Has anybody noticed how hot my husband is today?
I've mentioned it a couple times.
Yeah, he has, actually.
You gorgeous. What does the back of your shirt say?
Save those who save.
Oh, I love it.
Focus locked? Is locked?
Cool.
He never lets me.
Lily, an hour late. You said 10 o'clock.
We need it at ten.
And then look at, we're here at 9:45, sitting down, ready to go.
Not 9:45. It's like,
no, we sat down at 9:45.
Oh yeah, we
ready
did.
Ready to go.
It's 11:20 now.
Yep.
Listen.
Yeah.
Important people have important stuff to do.
What the?
So you're saying that we don't have anything to do? Wow.
So we're not important.
No, I'm just really important.
We're not really important in our eyes. I get that.
You're important to me.
Not all really important, but important.
You mostly.
What the heck?
Yeah, what the heck? Andy's important too to you.
Exactly.
You're important.
And Andrew's important to you too.
No, you don't have to rank us. You don't have to rank us. It's mean. Like, yeah. I like that friend more.
This one.
Yeah, it's like I have best friends. Best friends.
Have you ever had a friend that calls all of their friends their best friends?
I think that's probably me.
They say, that's my best friend. And then it's like, okay, you need some kind of ranking system.
I do get offended when you call other people your best friend.
I mean, technically, you are my best friend.
Promise.
Yes.
Andrew's like, okay.
I've thought about it. It's like how much time we've spent together and only the past like 5 years. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like marriage.
Andrew's sometimes like better. Andrew's like my step best friend.
Step best friend.
Yeah. Your token best friend.
You love him just the same, but it's like, it's just, I just know this guy longer, okay?
What's up with your mic?
I got an amp over here.
I got an amp over here.
Are you sick? No. Oh, his voice is just strained from craning his neck.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Welcome.
Thanks.
I'm assuming your mom's picking up Ada?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm going to interrupt the podcast.
Come on, Lil.
Wouldn't put past you. Because it put us an hour.
He's going to leave.
Don't.
Lily, come back.
Do you want a song, Lil?
I do. Uh-oh, a laptop. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm just going to type something up
just
real
EDM
quick.
Just EDM stuff.
Let me do some technical stuff real quick.
See, this is good that I'm late because you guys really prepared.
Some would say over-prepared. Some would say that. Some would say about an hour and 15 over-prepared.
Little Elaine.
Pop.
Little Elaine. Little
Elaine. What is that?
Test, test.
Did that really hurt you?
No.
So you want a song?
Yeah.
All right.
Song. Song to song, song, song.
Yeah, let's do it.
A long time ago, two mystical beings separated, galaxies apart. But yet a force called them to one another. Something deep down. Something magical. This is their story.
I've been here before. Fly through the sky. searching for a best friend. Cause I'm just a lonely guy. And then I saw you walking through the woods. I beamed you right up into my flying saucer. Cause I'm an alien from planet Blee-Blah. I think that we could be best friends. Will you be my friend?
I was walking all alone, back and forth through the woods. I had a hairy body, I have a giant foot sole. I don't wanna be noticed when hackers are around. But then I was beamed up. Why am I being beamed up? Cause I'm Bigfoot. I'm a blurry creature. What the heck am I doing here? Shaped like a bite.
You're so very special.
I think you're also special. But I'm Bigfoot.
And I'm an alien.
I think that we should be best friends.
You belong here.
I think I belong here.
I don't know. We just kind of threw something together real quick. So
that was all improv, so it's not a big deal. It's kind of just normal thing that we just did.
My gosh. I can imagine.
Yeah,
that
so it was whatever.
That was akin to those who stepped into the Sistine Chapel and observed Michelangelo painting from his scaffold.
How'd you like it?
What a pleasure.
Dude, that was good.
That was so amazing.
I had so much fun doing that one.
That was so good.
You performed that extremely well.
Thank
that
you.
Was well good. Done, sir.
I was so nervous. My heart was beating like crazy.
That's a big song.
The instruments. Oh my gosh.
So well fun. Done. So well fun. Done. So
everyone,
fun.
Everyone.
A round of applause.
Oh, amazing. I'll be late more often.
Everyone be quiet.
No, that was ready at 10, but it's fine.
This is actually a really serious question. I know I literally say that all the time, but this one.
Wow. After 81 episodes.
This is affecting a lot of people, Andy. So if you could just please be quiet.
If you could
please just be quiet and let me talk about, ask this question, because it's affecting a lot of people right now. It really is. And some would say pretty controversial. And I would have to maybe agree with that. but maybe not.
Out with it.
Lily, please. Please. Today's question. Send it by a viewer. Should we open all the borders?
Oh, gosh.
That is a big question.
Yeah.
And it is very controversial.
Should we open all the borders?
I know this. We may get flack from this.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to take the heat. I say yes, we should.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I don't see what could go wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer this.
Yes or no?
Yeah, it's a yes or no.
I don't know. I think pass.
Pass?
There is no...
Well, hold on, let's just go off of that.
Okay, I mean, I guess. I mean, that's very...
Lily's. Lily's listens. We're Borders Bookstore that closed in 2011.
Yeah, the Barnes & Noble bought out?
That was such a pinnacle place that, like, children just could come and learn and read. And, like, they had music.
I would call it a pillar and foundation of literature.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So if I'm getting this right, Lily... can neither agree nor disagree on the future of our children learning.
That's fair. Lily's indifferent about kids being dumb.
So if I'm getting this right, Lily wants to keep Borders Bookstore closed to where children can't learn to read and educate themselves to where we have a better future?
That's sick.
Lily!
Why?
Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly.
I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Not off to a great start today, Lil.
That was scary. It felt like a trap.
Whenever you say Lilies, we need to edit three Lilies.
That's two Lilies on her shoulder.
Lilies?
Oh. Josh, do the Dune singing.
What's the name?
I don't know.
Al Habib. Al Shabib.
Dude, that movie. First of all, Lily, I want to go on record and say thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
Letting us go. For those of you who don't know, we were on a Patreon live last Friday.
Al Gaib.
I thought it was Lashan Al Gaib.
Oh, Lashan Al Gaib.
I am Lashan Al Gaib.
Namodib. Yeah.
But you guys were planning on going on Sunday.
Yes.
And we begged Lily to let us go on Friday without her because she was going to the beach and me and Josh really wanted to go.
And then we still saw it Sunday.
Yes.
And I'm so glad I saw it twice.
Was it better the second time?
It was better the second
time.
That's
awesome.
But that's partly because I peed 10 times during the first
you,
one.
More than 10 times, bro.
No, I, so this no, was... no, I counted it.
Okay.
I counted it.
It
and
felt
like
a million.
And I did the correlation of like how many times I peed versus how much of the movie I missed.
Yeah.
Collectively, the amount of times that I peed, 20 minutes.
And you left at pretty big moments. Like whenever him and Zendaya became like a couple, like... I was like, you missed that part. Without it, you have no idea what's going on. You have no idea what the relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, spoilers alert, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry. Yeah. We'll put a big
We're gonna talk about.
Oh yeah. What's we'll do right here? Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! If you want to go see Dune 2. If you haven't seen Dune 2, skip to this time.
Did you say Dune Tune?
Yep.
And Sam, we
love it.
Dude, I will tell you, if I was childless, I would have walked right out of that theater, bought another ticket, and gone back in. It was that
good.
Yeah.
It was so stinking good. So much better than the first one.
Agreed.
But
and that's not a knock to the first one.
Because the first one was amazing.
It laid the foundations for this masterpiece.
I love this one a lot more. It made so much more sense. It was visually incredible. Golly, dude. The sandworms, the fight scene with Austin Butler's character.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
The costumes.
The fight scene with Austin Butler. Dude, I was like,
You heard why they had it black and white, right?
It was black and white.
The part where he's fighting in this world.
The thing.
Oh, that thing too, yeah.
No,
the fight at the end too was pretty great.
Why was it in black and white?
Because apparently it was outside in their planet, like it it takes out all like
all color.
And so they shot it with a, I don't know, the infrared. I don't know what kind of camera it was, but apparently for the costume designer, she had to keep building and redoing the exact same garments that she created for the scene so that they, because they didn't look right. Whoa. It was only only black and white is allowed. And so she, but because of how it looks on infrared camera, you have to fine tune it just to see how it's going to look on camera. So you have to create it, film it first, and then or look at the fabric under a camera.
A true cinematographic, what do you, how you say it?
Cinematographic
masterpiece.
Yeah. Yes.
Visually was the coolest thing to watch.
Dude, yes. It's the epitome of movies.
There are some cheesy lines in you blow right past it because the visually it was stunning.
I wasn't that weirded out. When he's giving the speech and he's like, at the time this planet was named in a Fremen name, and then he says Dune. Like, full body.
Yeah.
It's a lot of me.
Dude, I need to watch it again, honestly.
So I know the movies are called Dune. The book is Dune.
Yeah.
But it being a word from our world, it seemed a little anticlimactic to me. For it be like, you know, planet's name is Hill.
Yeah.
I originally when I watched the first one, because I haven't read the Dune books, to me it was a little, it took me out of the story that his name is something Paul. Like, you know, it's like, because that just seems like so common. But
Well, I didn't know, which someone educated me on TikTok, because people were like, they're copying Star Wars so much. No. In fact, Star Wars copied Dune like a lot, because Dune came out, the book came out in the 60s.
Yeah.
And Star Wars didn't come out until the 70s.
Oh, interesting.
And they use... I mean, I got to show you this TikTok. There's so many
references,
parallels.
Yeah. Did you know that guy took 6 years to write that book, Dune?
Wow.
And it took him 22 people publishers passed up on it. And the guy that reached out to him and that actually wanted this to get made was a dude who was like publishing like auto parts books. And he took a risk.
Wow.
And no joke, it didn't pay off for years because it was people hated it at first and then slowly started picking up after a couple of years. And then he started writing the second one.
Dude,
that's crazy.
So.
Can we talk about Austin Butler real quick?
Let's talk about everything Dune to get out of the way.
Okay.
For sure.
I Austin Butler did great as a bad guy. I just can't stand Austin Butler. I think he's an overactor.
And he's so one tone.
Also, because it's like every movie and stuff, he way overdoes the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he literally tried to sound like the big bad guy.
Yeah. But aren't they related in the movie?
Nephew. But so is, what's his face?
Yeah.
Drax.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense, though, a little bit. I didn't hear it. I went
he
in with
like this the whole time. May thy blade chip and shatter. May my blade chip and shatter.
Yeah.
It was a little, and I didn't give me enough screen time for him. It wasn't, you were halfway through the movie before you even met him.
I went in so excited to see how they set him up as a villain because of, like, people were calling him the greatest villain since The Dark Knight and Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
No,
like,
get real.
No.
Okay. You
chill
can't.
Out.
Very good villain.
It was good.
Yeah,
but man, you can't.
I think he could have been if his part was prolonged longer.
Yeah,
like if they gave him more screen time.
Yeah, because they didn't. I was like, are they going to even? They should have just teased him at the beginning a little bit, like so that way we can start leaning into the. That was my only issue with the film was the pacing.
Yeah,
because there's so much to tell.
Yeah,
and you don't know what's important and what's not. So I'm like invested in this, like he's going out on this camping trip all by himself. And these are the things you got to watch out for. And then the next scene, you don't even go like, it's done.
Really looking forward to figuring out what the desert demons were.
I know.
And maybe it's the next movie. Maybe, but
like flashbacks.
Know. Yeah.
They could have easily made that movie into two movies.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Do you think they're going to make six movies or are they going to wrap it up in three?
I mean, how many books did they get?
There's six books.
There's six books.
Yeah.
I hope they just,
maybe if, four.
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, I mean, Harry Potter, they did it well.
Dude, if you're watch the side stories, I'll watch anything. Dune
Let's
related.
Just do a comparison. Like Dune 2, like if Harry Potter, we all love Harry Potter. The second movie of Harry Potter compared to the second movie of Dune. Imagine what they can do within six films.
Yeah.
Take that, James Cameron.
4 years
Literally, look what James Cameron's done in how many, like 15, 20 years?
Yeah.
And it's like what Denis Villeneuve has done. Knocked it out of the park. And have you looked at his...
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the guy that directed
the director,
Dune, right?
Oh.
Denis Villeneuve.
Okay.
I looked up his ensemble, and it's really just...
it's hit after hit after hit.
Oh, okay. I just thought... I only recognized Blade Runner.
Okay, watch this.
Haven't seen it.
This is all the stuff that Denis Villeneuve has... I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. All right, so he's done Dune, Dune Part 2, Blade Runner, Arrival, Sicario.
I loved Arrival.
You seen Sicario with Josh Brolin, Emily Blunt, and it's their next cartel.
Yeah.
Incredible. Enemy, Jake Gyllenhaal movie where he finds like a twin of himself. So it's a big twist movie.
Oh.
Prisoners. And he's done some other ones. But those are like all in a row. He hasn't had one miss
yet.
He's
only going up.
It's crazy. He's so good, man.
All right. End of Dune?
Wait.
I do want to mention, it's a huge theater that we went in. There was maybe 10 people in our theater. Crazy. Yeah. But you got a seat, and I didn't know where it was, so I knew you were in the G row, and so I just picked whatever seat.
Oh.
And I got in. There's two people, and then there's like a couple
whole
seats.
Row.
And then you, and then I sat on your right side.
And then a whole row.
And a whole row.
Like another 20-something seats.
And then and an older couple comes in, and I'm like, oh no, am I in their seats? Because I didn't look at my number. I just sat next to Josh. And so they walk down, and they're looking, and they're pacing back and forth. I'm like, oh, they started walking back, and like, oh, they're in the wrong row. And then they came back in the row, and he's like, they're like, we said 12 or 13. And I'm looking back, and I see 13. I'm like, ah! So I'm sitting in their seats, and I'm like, I don't.
But they're like, they're standing there for a long time, like kind of like, are you going to move? And he's like, oh, I can move. And like, don't worry about it.
I know.
And they literally sat one seat over, and it's just like.
Why couldn't you guys just sit in your original seats?
I didn't know where he was.
I didn't know where he was.
He was supposed to sit on this side of me.
Which I didn't know.
So
I didn't
you
know
guys were going to be side by side.
But that's the thing. They were going to sit right next to Josh. Like,
yeah.
When there's a completely empty. And so it's like, I know I'm in the wrong on that, but still. It's
I was
like,
looking
come
forward
on.
To, I was looking forward to holding the old man's hand, though.
Right. No, I'm sorry.
Okay, everybody, name your favorite character from Dune.
Oof.
I'll go first. Javier Bardem.
Yeah.
He's the given.
He's the Messiah.
Honestly, if I'm not going off like the likability, the one I had the most fun watching was the mom.
Oh yeah.
Because her transformation was crazy, yeah. Dude.
Crazy.
I was rooting for her in Dune 1. Like she was like, oh my, like, this is a boss mom.
Yeah.
And then suddenly now it's like, dude, she's smart and like manipulative. And I'm she's going over the edge, bro. Okay.
She does a good job because she communicates like helplessness in scenes as well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You see like a full range.
Her vulnerability because of her pregnancy and stuff.
Yeah. So she's much growth on every character, which is crazy. Yeah. And I'm not a sci-fi guy. But I'm starting to get there with this stuff.
Yeah.
Super good.
Okay, Josh and I are debating this, and I'm still not fully convinced. So the, what are they called? The
people
Bene Gesserit.
Skip like a majority of this podcast.
Well, we'll go long.
Some people listen.
The Bene Gesserit race of women, right? You hear the conversation that she's having with the chick from Oppenheimer. What's her name?
Yeah. Florence Pugh?
Yeah. She's having this conversation, and she's like asking her, and she goes, this is akin to some kind of religion. It follows our formatting for when we're creating religions, right? But do we ever confirm that this particular religion of the Fremen was in fact orchestrated by the Bene Gesserit, or is it possible that Paul is actually a Messiah?
I think it was because the mother, what's the mother called?
Reverend Mother.
Reverend Mother. She was a Bene Gesserit.
Bene Gesserit, and she's kind of orchestrating it. You see that.
It's been
that.
Passed down.
I mean, she literally says.
So they always have to have a Reverend Mother. And so, but they're always a Bene Gesserit.
And so maybe the one that she took over from had instilled this religion amongst
them?
No, it's
been going on for whoever knows how long. It's just been passed down. But they're always the one, like the spiritual leader.
But is it possible that this is completely divorced of their influence?
I don't think so.
No.
I think it's completely attached.
Yeah.
And so it was all orchestrated.
Yeah.
I just really want him to be important.
Well, he is. It's like... I said it's like a twofold thing to where they created the prophecy, but at the same time, the prophecy is being fulfilled in a really helpful way.
But what about his dreams? You can't fake those. He saw Zendaya in it, like the character.
Well, no, because he's part Bene Gesserit.
Yeah. So he's a teacher in the past.
Yeah.
It's so much. So much detail, but
anyways,
pretty good.
End of Dune.
Speaking of movies, though.
You missed if you skipped... This is where we're at now. We talked a lot about Dune.
But go see Dune 2 and then come back and watch it.
Yes.
But speaking of movies, Rivers Run Through It. Watched it this week.
What'd you think?
It was great. It was wonderful. I was like, when's the twist happening? When's the dark stuff happening?
Yeah.
I was kind of like Legends of the Fall in my mind.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful film.
Yeah.
Golly. Love.
Which I mean, like, you, which
Montana
one
Fly Fishing. Why have I not watched this movie yet?
I know.
But what?
Which one did you like more?
Which guy?
No. Which movie?
Oh, gosh. Legends of the Fall.
Oh,
for
yeah,
sure.
Everybody.
This one, that one was definitely... Kelsey will love that one.
Yeah.
But I did... I was like, there was a scene in there. I was like, I could not... The part where the boy comes back, the older brother comes back, and he's his dad's quoting poetry, reading poetry, and he comes in and they start quoting poetry together, like looking each other's eyes deeply with like love music in the background. And it's like, I could have not related to it. Scene more not in my life. Like,
but you can do it with Demi.
That's true. But what? it was just a funny scene. I saw it in a funny way, but, the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time remembering it because it's been like 10 years probably since I've seen it.
Well, I thought a ton of bad things were going to happen when they're going over the bridge with the train. I'm like, oh, they're going to get hit. Nothing bad happened at all. And then the last 5 minutes ruined it.
Oh yeah.
Stinky Brad Pitt, dude. What's up with him in that era? Just getting keeled.
I went ISA fishing right next to the river where they filmed it.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It looked.
Was that all in Montana filmed?
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Is ice fishing fun or remarkably boring?
Dude, it is actually really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. What's creepy about it is when you're sitting on the ice, you just hear constantly like, doo,
doo.
Oh, really? What's
that? Doo, doo.
The ice cracking. Ew. It's like just shifting. But they're like, yeah, it's like
10
inches thick. You're fine. I'm like, eh.
We used to have a pond by our house that would always get frozen over in the winter, and that was the most fun thing, dude. That was such a blast. Like, knowing it was thick enough to just not fall through.
Wow. Speaking of entertainment in Joplin. That's so fun. That's so fun to do, Andy.
No, you are so aggressive geographically.
We had Disney World.
Cool. Yeah,
You're not making the point you think.
You support them? Really? Wow, weird.
All right, smelling salts.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, they are strong, dude. Still after like a year?
Close to it, yeah.
Try it.
No.
Try it.
I literally cried last time.
Oops.
I will never.
Lily, you've never done it?
I'll never do it.
Please.
No,
it's
not
five
doing
it. Like, it's 5 seconds of just like, ugh, that's it.
Speaking of doing it, did you get it?
Yeah.
Wow, you have a
calm and
collective.
I'm not doing it.
It's not.
Give me a magic mind,
Me too, please.
For real, do it.
I'm not doing it.
It's
one snaff. It's not going to kill you.
Lily, do this.
Please.
Open it down here and then just slowly inhale and bring it up.
What does it feel like?
It feels like magic mind.
I don't want to do it.
No, you got to do that and then you chase it with the magic mind. Just do a big whiff.
Just a big whiff. It's like menthol for your nose.
What if my nose bleeds?
It's not gonna.
What if my nose runs?
I just did it.
Ready?
We'll get our full money back. We'll get our full money back.
They all want to see it.
You can't not do it. Get close.
It's not that bad.
Get close.
That's what I'm saying. Get closer.
I don't want to get closer.
Get closer.
It's stinging my nose.
Real quick. We're wasting valuable time.
Real quick.
Ouch. Magic mind.
What is this? What is it?
It's smelling salts.
It's just cat urine, I'm pretty sure. Magic mind.
No, we bottled it. Not magic mind.
Magic mind is not more than that.
Yes, of course.
Oh.
Much more. All right, get your magic mind in.
They sent us another box. Then we're working our way through it. We love magic mind.
I need one.
Oh, okay. Here
get him one. Wait. Does it really do that to you you drink it?
Hold on. I just poop my pants.
But in a good way. Josh! Wow!
No!
Wow!
Lily? Wow! Magic Mind, if you use the code NINJA20, you get a discount.
MagicMind.com, baby.
Still don't know what the discount is, but...
Thanks for the free drinks.
Yeah, thanks for the free drinks, Magic Mind. They are seriously, I love them so much. I had a cup of coffee.
Did that work?
Dude, I did it yesterday too.
Yeah, yeah.
It was hard to go to sleep. I was just like, I'm up.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you have the coffee?
2 o'clock.
Joshua. But when you came home, you were so full of joy and energy and you played so well with the kids. Magic Mind.
I usually don't, I guess.
Makes you a better father.
Yeah. Magic Mind. Makes you a better father and makes your wife love you more.
Watch it. I hate this.
The smelling salts?
Yes.
Those are the audio listeners.
Oh, the camera's off? I hate this.
Speaking of hate things, did you guys get that little, I know you did because we talked about it already, but that little news clip from our president, President Biden, when he was in Texas.
Okay.
Referring to the roofs?
Yeah. Yep. What's up with that?
Okay. It could just be a really random mistake because he has a tendency to say random things at random times. But
what are you talking about?
He was in Texas talking about the fires and all the other craziness. And he was talking about these fires, and he's like, the fires devastating swept through. And he's like, you'll see a line of 20 houses, and the ones that weren't burnt had the right roofs on them. And it's like,
what do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
What's and that, follow-up question?
Notice that there's like a sheriff or police officer in the background. He just kind of did like one of these like.
Dude. Like,
what did he talk? Wait.
Why would he even say anything like that?
I don't know.
Why would you say anything about roofs?
Maybe Joe Biden watches our podcast.
Joe, thank you. Thank you. He was probably our 1 million subscriber.
Over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because it had the right roof on it. And anyway.
Like playing, I'm waiting. Playing devil's advocate, though, what else could that possibly mean?
I don't know. Maybe because I know that they make, there's, you can get like, they have home designs. Retarded. Yeah. That oh, it's see. Like, yeah, that's flame proof, fireproof, whatever.
Fireproof. Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron was safe in the whole ordeal.
Thank
that,
God.
Because he is fireproof.
Yes, he is.
But yeah, I thought that was weird.
Super weird. I don't know. It's, yeah, it's one of those things where I don't, it doesn't make sense why you mention it.
No.
To me. Like, it's a lot of red flags, and, you know, he's been saying stuff that, like, maybe he wasn't supposed to say. Like, that, what was that? They tried to get him off, or someone was looking behind him or something like that recently. There was, like, a month ago, there was a video of him talking, and they're like, okay, we're done. We're good. After he starts talking, they're like, we're fine.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Should, yeah. So, like, to what extent do we believe this? Because I'm getting a new roof soon.
No, I know, but, and we need the PMS color.
I don't know if they would hit Central Florida. I don't know.
Could be the coast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Coast to coast.
I've never breathed more clearly.
Wow.
See? Magic mind.
I'm afraid if I do, it's going to ruin the podcast.
No, it's
it
not,
won't.
Dude.
It will pump you
I'll
up.
Do it. I'll do it on Patreon.
Okay. It's not that bad.
Patreon, I'll do it.
I think I did like a baby hit.
A little you baby, hit a baby bump.
Speaking of hitting babies.
Oh, I got my eye.
I actually got messaged by someone on Ninjas. They said, can you please explain what's happening at my house? Because it's freaking me out. And they sent video from their Ring doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, you see from the Ring doorbell, the whole neighborhood, there's a green laser goes.
Yeah.
What?
It was like, yeah, it was scanning. Like, it was like a jet or an airplane that flies over, and but, it was literally just
a fan of ours sent it in.
Yeah,
and I'm like, yo, we've talked about this a little bit, but then I saw like three news reports or whatever. It's in Cape Coral, Florida. this plane, they've been doing it for like a week straight. They would fly over Cape Coral at night, scanning it with a green laser. The whole Cape
Maybe
Coral.
They're updating Google Earth.
I don't know, but we talked about. Lockheed Martin has the capability. They have been scanning the Earth for who knows how long of like, so they're mapping out the entire Earth, every neighborhood, every house, everything. Like they have that information.
So it says right here that a green laser in LIDAR penetrates water.
Oh, cool.
So they can get a full scan of anything under
like the wells.
So any pipes. Surface.
Hey yeah. Guys, well, that's valuable. Because then we can see what's on the bottom of lakes, including bodies, guns,
yeah,
cars.
What about happy things?
And maybe
other
we can
happy
also
things?
Explore our ocean at some point.
Yeah,
but it's one of those things. Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, tell me what you're doing.
So we
yeah.
don't have to speculate.
Well, that happened in Hawaii like a year or so ago. Remember we talked about it a long time ago. But someone got it on video of them scanning. And then when it was a Chinese satellite that scanned a green laser.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, we're doing it to track
stuff.
Climate control or climate change and all that stuff. And it's like,
what? What the heck? What the heck are you talking about?
With all
about?
These resources, what? Just what go ahead heck? And stop making things out of plastic.
Yeah. I saw someone else.
I say more plastic.
What if there's like bases? Like think about like what the Death Star is in Star Wars. Like why wouldn't we have huge underwater facilities just hiding? Like subs are massive, nuclear subs. Like it would make sense that there's like a couple anchored.
There has to
you
be
should,
yeah.
international
you
waters. Look up the sure. water reserve underground water reserve in Germany. It's terrifying looking.
Oh, yes. Don't we keep all the viruses in a thing underwater?
I don't know.
In a lab underwater?
I don't know.
Like all these ancient viruses, we keep them in there.
Oh, I don't know.
How do you know this?
You could say it any type of way, and I still wouldn't know.
Don't like that.
No, you're not hearing me. She's woman-splaining to me. Wow. Yeah, look at that. That's in Germany. Look how creepy that is. It's like their freshwater reserve in Germany.
Imagine being locked in there.
It was made by the Nazis.
Dude, they need to make a horror movie in there.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So when they're like, oh, yeah, you need to go down there and clean. They have like a bunch of juveniles just going in there like for community service or something.
I don't want to clean this.
But I don't want to, Daddy.
But yeah.
So scary stuff.
The green laser thing was freaky.
Yeah.
You said though, scanning the water though, I know zero information about this, but I saw something to where they found in Lake Superior in the Great Lakes, you know? Yes. They're like scanning some part of the lake and they literally found these giant monolith stones that were erected very similar to Stonehenge in Lake Superior.
Oh, no way.
With ancient carvings on them.
Oh, cool.
Recently?
I don't know. Wow. That's the only information I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's what's the ancient elephant? It's not a mammoth. What's the other one?
Oh, geez. I don't know.
I forget, but that was carved on it.
Okay. Cool.
And it's like all this stuff. Cause you know, the Great Lakes filled up because of the last ice age. So the glaciers that melted made those lakes.
Wow.
And so I just thought it was
super. How do you know that?
Just what people have said.
Just
also, remember. The fact that there's a giant Stonehenge in the bottom of the lake.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's crazy you bring up Lake Superior because that's where Old Whitey is. I told you I had a story to tell.
Oh, yeah.
So check this out. There is a...
Wait, what did you call me?
Sorry, man. No, there's
hey, Old Whitey!
Lake Superior is freezing, but for some reason people still dive up there. Oh. And so there's a ship that sunk, and it's a rite of passage there. There's an old man who was wearing a cork vest. He's stuck in the hull of a sunken ship, and it's a diver's rite of passage to approach Old Whitey, and you shake his hand.
Ew. That is so barbarian. Get him out.
Is that not
bury
insane?
Him it's like one-eyed Willie.
Do what?
It's like one-eyed Willie from the Goonies.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, he just floats in the hole. He's
is he a
there.
Skeleton?
But his beard remains. The white beard.
Are there pictures?
No, I didn't see any photos of it.
Guys, that's medieval. We should go bury him.
Hey, that's tradition.
That's terrifying. I'll see if there's a
that's
photo.
That's terrifying.
So scary.
It's like if we were following a real ghost story, he can't go to heaven until he's buried.
Wait, what?
That's not true, but in a lot of scary stories, you have to like do something with remains so that they can like pass on.
Well, he's just buried at sea. That's a thing.
Old Whitey wanted to be buried at sea. I've always wanted to be buried at sea.
Lay me with the ship.
I guess it's really...
Shake my hand. Lay me with my darling.
Shake my hand. I'm Old Whitey.
That's dude, imagine it just squeezes your hand back.
Austin Butler should play Old Whitey in a movie.
Yeah.
How creepy is this?
I'm Old Whitey.
This is inside the ship.
Oh, man. It's a big ship.
And then I can show this photo.
We should do a good podcast on the mysteries of the Great Lakes because there's like thousands of shipwrecks that have happened on there.
Really? I know zip about the Great Lakes.
Yeah. They're great.
I mean, I'll take your word for it, I guess, but I assume they're at least good.
It's you can't make it out. It looks like he's stuck behind something else, so you have to reach in.
It gives me the chills. Like, seriously gives me the chills.
For some reason, that doesn't bother me.
The weirdest things bother you. Just different stuff bothers us.
Maybe something that bothers you.
I don't know. I can't even think of it right
Whenever
now.
Whenever we talk about, touching eyes and teeth and stuff, you always go like...
Yeah, I'm very I can't do the teeth. For some reason, teeth are a big thing for me. But even thinking about popsicles.
Tell them what your dentist said about the orthodontist,
bro.
What?
Well, okay, I won't out her, but I was telling her that she needs to go watch Open Wide, that documentary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying they believe that you shouldn't get any teeth pulled and that you just need to stretch the jaw to accommodate for all of your adult teeth. She said, "Bro, I do too. I never say it out loud because it's like pretty controversial in the orthodontics industry." But she was like, "Yeah," and she said, the more teeth you get pulled, you find more airways collapsed in people.
Interesting.
Makes sense. I saw...
That's crazy.
Yeah. I had 7 adult teeth pulled when I was 12.
Why did it shift like this?
There's like the old medieval study of like they have like each tooth connects to a certain part of your body. Like, you know, they say like on the bottom of your foot, like different pressure points affect different parts of your body. They say the same thing for your teeth, and they call them wisdom teeth because those teeth are directly connected to your brain.
That's like, why my brain
in some whatever way.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so uncoordinated.
That's why I'm so smart, because I still have them.
She drops something every single night going to bed. And I said, I told her the other day, I said, when you're getting ready to go to bed, if you didn't drop something, I would think an alien took over your body.
So that's like her sign?
Yeah, it's like, I'm like, okay, yeah, of course.
We don't have enough space. All our stuff is so crowded.
It's your stuff!
Kelsey's been gone for almost 2 weeks now, and I'm getting rid of lots of stuff around the house.
Oh, really?
Because we've had multiple trash days between her being gone, and I'm like, oh, man, this is gone. I don't know where that went.
What happened?
A bunch of, like, weird things that we've held on to that are just always on the ground, like, for kids' toys and stuff. I'm like, they're literally never going to know that this is missing.
Dude, that's what my shed has become. It started out so nice and organized. And now it's just I can't get to the next layer of things, and so there's a new layer that's piled up. I have a full like week's worth of work.
Yeah. You need to convert that to an Airbnb.
I want to convert it to like a little shack. I've got the hot tub back there.
That would actually go crazy.
Yeah.
People would love that.
I just don't know if I want someone renting a place that close to where I sleep.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Or you could do it for a mission thing, and you could let homeless people like clean up in there.
But it's like a bed breakfast kind of feel, like, you know, like how it's like super small, but you're in their space, but it's like,
I want to get an Airstream and put that on the property, but that's like $100,000. And at that point you might as well just build something.
Yeah. Build a house. speaking of throwing things away, this thing that I was going to say,
we got a lot to go anywhere.
Hey, Josh, have you seen these?
What is that, Andy?
These are our new Sunday Cool tote bags.
What? That's so cool.
I know. They're fully customizable, and they're fully versatile.
What? How so?
Because we use our digital ink.
What? That's so cool.
Yeah, and what's even cooler is this also can be ordered and sent to you within 72 hours of art approval.
You're kidding me.
Can you believe that?
Well, what kind of stuff can you carry in there?
I mean, literally anything. I mean, I think right now I have a...
Hey! Andy, that's obviously a fake gun because it has the orange.
Oh, you did fake gun?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Whoa.
Oh. SundayCool.com, where you can get all your tote bags and all your custom apparel needs. You deserved it. You deserved it. Dad? Tricked.
You were tricked. You got me good.
I'm going to pee real quick.
Okay, have fun. Then we're going to talk about Shogun.
Hey, I started it.
Hey, did you watch the episode that came out last night?
Nope. Good?
I haven't even finished the first, but I kept trying to and kept.
It's bomb, dude.
It's so good, dude.
Very, very good. I did look at your list last night, and I just, nothing caught me. You need to remove them right now. There's 3 movies on the list
that I need to take off.
Yeah.
I wish I could mark them as complete. I'll submit a ticket.
Here's an edit. I do need more recommendations, though, because I need... But none of those ones on the list kind of stuck out to me last night. I was kind of in the mood for like a thriller or something.
Have you watched the Nazi movie yet?
What Nazi movie?
It was on the list that we were talking about.
The Inglourious?
No. The Nazi movie that A24 just put out.
Oh, yeah. I watched that, too.
What'd you think?
Terrifying.
We didn't finish it, so.
Yeah, it's terrifying. And it's, like, worse. It ends at the Museum of Auschwitz, like, where maids at night are just cleaning the windows and stuff. And, like, literally, like, on the other side of the glass is just the shoes and the luggage cases and stuff. And it's, like, all nonchalant.
Don't like that.
It was gut-wrenching, dude.
Oh, dude, we got to finish it.
It's terrible. The you're listening to it. I had my headphones on. I was watching my Apple TV, but with my headphones.
Dude.
And hearing all of the stuff that they put in that movie.
How can you be home alone and you have headphones in? You're not scared about somebody jumping you?
No. I'm telling you, I have like every TV on in the house now. And I'm just trying to like, people live here. It's not depressing. It's just like the dogs are just staring at me like, what's going on right now?
Oh, Andy, are you sad?
No, there are moments where like Zola called me for the first time crying. since she's left, and that was tough. Like, she literally just missed me. I was like, duh.
I'm okay.
You know what's sad was that ad.
It was actually kind of sad.
Really, it was unfortunate that you shot all of us.
Well.
But we all dodged it, and then I ricocheted and ended up hitting you, which was even more sad.
Yeah, that's what surprised me the most.
Like a little too long, I would say.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And it sounded just like a cartoon.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. But you know what time it is.
Is it that time already? Okay.
Question corner, 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 question
in someone else's body, who would you like to be for a day and have them inhabit your body? I'll go first. I'm thinking somebody, I'm going down the strategy of self-care. I'm going probably with Kim Kardashian or Gwyneth Paltrow. They're evil. They're evil. I get it. But
they're evil. You can't just call someone evil without knowing them personally.
I don't personally know them, but they're probably evil.
Gwyneth Lily. Is,
what?
That's evil. So matter of fact.
Anyway, think of the spa treatments.
Condemnation.
Think of the spa treatments.
Okay. Yeah. And if I like, but luxury. if I had your like way of thinking, and I was like someone in great shape, I'm going to do Mark Wahlberg. The dude wakes up at like 3 o'clock and works out for like 8 hours. I would, the next day I come back into my body, I feel so like motivated. I would be paralyzed because the culture shock would be insane.
Here's the thing. When you switch bodies with them, do you have the same mindset and mentality that they do?
You are Josh in their body.
And you wouldn't wake up at 3 and start working out.
No, Mark Wahlberg would be in my body and destroy my bones.
Yeah. I gotcha.
But I would be in incredible shape though for one day.
What would Mark Wahlberg look like after you were in his body for a day?
He'd be dead.
So you don't get any of their memories or thoughts or anything?
No, why would you?
This is Freaky Friday. Have you not seen Freaky Friday?
What is that?
What?
Freaky Friday. Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis. It was like 2003 or something. They're at a Chinese restaurant. There's an earthquake in the end. Yes. And some. How have you not seen this? Lindsay Lohan.
That's not a movie.
Yes, it is.
That sounds like a dumb movie.
You're lying. You've seen it.
Well,
also, that was the remake.
Absolutely, you do.
Just kidding. I've seen Freaky Friday. Who would I choose?
I got mine.
Yeah, go. You go first.
Picking Biden.
Oh.
Because I want to have access to the things he has access to.
And it's probably not a lot now.
Him in my body would be comical in this room.
That would be really funny. Dang, I don't know, man.
I don't know how to play guitar.
I always wanted to learn.
I just shred harder than I've ever played before. Like, what's happening?
I play a guitar at a grocery store.
This sounds so mango card. Cliche, but maybe Joe Rogan.
Okay.
Just because of how many people he knows and like how many people he's talked to. So I would be like calling all of them.
You'd book a flight and you'd head to Ninjas of Butterflies.
Dude. Dude, I'd be calling like Bob Lazar, Elon Musk, like all these people and be like, yo, you got to check out this podcast, Ninjas of Butterflies. No, but I would just subscribe
to everyone.
Yeah, I would just like, he's connected to so many realms of people that I find fascinating.
Yeah.
It would just be cool to like be in his body and be like open the phone and like, oh, let's call Grant Hancock. Let's call.
Go in the studio and just say, Jamie, we're going live.
Yeah.
And just say whatever you want.
And then he'll just bask in how much hair you have on your head.
Yeah.
That would be it.
If I do this.
Yeah.
So would you shave your head for his network?
But I'm in his body.
Well, I'm just saying if you would make that exchange.
Yeah.
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 If you said if you're going to be on the pod, you got to shave your head.
Do it for the pod.
You have to do a cold plunge every morning for 30 days.
You could do that. Head. You could do cold plunge.
Yeah, I do the cold showers every morning, and I hate them.
I always end it with just a spritz.
Yeah.
Spritz.
I have no idea what Wim Hof breathing is actually supposed to be, but I jump in the shower cold. Just that I'm like, Paige literally like walked by. She's like, are you okay? And I was just.
I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm very strong.
Guess what?
What?
We're meeting Phil Rosenthal on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Somebody.
What time?
Somebody feed Phil.
5:30.
Nice.
I am
starstruck. I don't even know what to say to him. What do I
you
say got, to him?
You, first of all, you bring him a box.
Oh, yeah. We need to bring him
get
some
a swag box.
Him and with Lily.
With a card that says, this is your formal invitation.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad we talked to you yes. about this.
yes. Just say, this is a, like, give him a box, and then inside he'll have the message. We let him know about ninjas. That'd be so dope.
Can yeah. I? No, I'm not going to take that.
What?
I was going to take a ninja's box, but.
Why not? We're not yeah. using them.
Because we need them, don't we?
No.
No, these are samples.
So, yeah, these are samples. We'll get it to you later. They're
marked up. But yeah.
That's yeah. very exciting, though.
Yeah.
We're and very he did Orlando recently, an episode on Netflix, and it's apparently not that great.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Because he went to Domu, and he didn't have the wings. He didn't. I know. He did have the wings.
He had them, but they didn't show him eating them. And
no reaction. No review.
So yeah. wacky.
Hopefully they were good then.
But Josh goes, yeah. dang it, we're never going to be able to eat a Domu again.
I know. It's going to be packed now.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I didn't yeah. think about that. Yeah.
Rihanna, but it's spelled Rinna.
Rinna. We got to figure out something new for this. We just got to figure out one song. We just do a jingle.
Or you guys okay. do have to make up your own handshake every time.
Andrew has. Andrew has a reel. 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 That was terrible. That was
I
terrible.
Don't recognize that Rihanna song.
No, because we were just coming up with something.
Okay, because I was thinking, what Rihanna song is this? And then that was not coming across.
Do Umbrella.
We'll do Shine Bright Like a Diamond. Andrew has a reel.
Andrew has a reel.
No, just show us the
okay,
thing.
Okay, yep.
We're coming up with something next week.
So we all like to cook. We enjoy a good meal, but this is something that I didn't know could happen, and now I'm scared that this will happen to me.
Some of us enjoy a meal more than others, and there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with
there's
that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
All right, ready?
Which way? It's on Instagram?
Oh, no. I text.
What am I looking at?
Text.
Wait, don't click it yet, Lil.
Okay.
Are you watching it?
No. Tell me when.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Sir, I promise you, they're just fried potato balls. What is happening?
Are they shooting off?
What?
Oh, because I guess the water in them?
I guess. It just explodes?
Oh, gosh!
That's crazy. Dude,
that would scare me so much.
Clean up your floors, though, too.
Lily, you're what? So just like...
Hey, relax.
Those people are evil, dude.
They're evil. Their floors are dirty. Come on. Show some grace. Extend some grace.
Oh. Yeah.
Grace.
It's that easy.
It's like you just try to like move your fart. Grace.
Waft.
Extending some grace, baby.
Yay.
I'm sending you guys one more picture. Just look at this thing. So my wife, special needs teacher, and she works with like English as a second language kids as well.
Mm.
There's a bunch of kids in her class who are major Cristiano Ronaldo fans, and they found out that I am a Barcelona fan, and so they think it's fun to troll my wife by hating on Messi. Oh. And so I ordered this poster that she's going to hang in her classroom today.
That's so awesome. Fun.
So that for the listeners, so it's a photo of Messi holding up the World Cup trophy, which Ronaldo does not have.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Soccer's not that hard.
Nah. Have you seen Dana White going off on it?
On like saying soccer's easy?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Dana.
He literally, I like couldn't believe what I was watching in this age of AI.
The guy that literally partnered with the WWE. That's yeah. not a real sport.
That's not real.
Speaking of, that's not real.
That's not real.
I did some research yesterday. Not hence, because of the last podcast where I said I'd do a deeper dive into the feds, the Federal Reserve.
Mm.
And I'm going to explain about 6 hours of knowledge I attained yesterday with minimal notes.
You're going to explain and expose.
Mm. This is what I'm setting it up with. After researching it yesterday, I was so blown away because it feels like this is a great representation of us living in the Matrix.
Oh.
Okay.
And it, like, I was doing all this, the further I got into it. And so what I'm going to read you guys, 100% factual stuff, not conspiracy stuff.
Okay.
This is the way it went down.
Okay.
And we'll probably have to talk about this in podcasts to come because there's I mean, it's dense. First off, I want to give a shout out to Professor Barth on YouTube.
Barf?
Barth. B-A-R-T-H. He has like 9,000 subscribers, but I came across his stuff. And dude, he has like hundreds of videos breaking down the Federal Reserve. That's why there's so much.
So go look at his videos and comment Ninjas or Butterflies sent us here.
But he does a great job explaining it from point A to point Z, really. Cool. I mean, there's so many. He's like, this is lecture 30, part A.
Oh my gosh.
Lecture 31,
part C. So it's real deep stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to give you kind of the base of what I walked away with.
Perfect.
At what point in your area of knowledge can you start calling things you're talking about a lecture?
And when you call yourself a professor.
Is he a professor?
I mean, his YouTube's called Professor Barth. And his, like, it's so, it's not all fancy and stuff. He literally has like Microsoft Word up and like a video of him, and he's talking about it. He looks a lot like Michael Kruger, which is hilarious. we'll show a picture of him right here.
Here's Michael
Kruger. But yeah, so we talked about a couple episodes ago Jekyll Island, mm-hmm. and how it was the elite that were at Jekyll Island, like the Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan, all the
took over the American land and built their house upon a temple.
They didn't necessarily take it over. The settlers did. The French actually took it over.
That's true. Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, but the darkness that was on Jekyll Island. Blurry Creatures has an amazing episode about it. We'll put it here.
Blurry somewhere. Creatures.
We're making Andrew put in a lot of stuff. Sorry.
I got to finish this thing before the end of the week.
The Timucuan Native Americans, or the lady on the podcast called them like Timucuan, whatever. I don't know how to say it.
Temecula.
But she just talked about the darkness that was on Jekyll Island with the sacrificing and the giants that the Native Americans were, the Timucuan, and the history of Jekyll Island all together, it just gets weirder and weirder. So after the Timucuans were driven out or died or whatever, French took over, and it was like one of the first outposts in the United States that sold slaves. Mm-hmm. And then even after slavery was abolished, it was still a center where they sold slaves. So it was like, there's always been this like real darkness around it.
Yeah.
And then come in all these elites just so happened to buy Jekyll Island.
With darkness in their heart.
Build their hotels and stuff there, their huts or their summer homes. But how the Federal Reserve started, let me start off with this quote first. So Thomas Jefferson, one of our founding fathers, was adamantly against a central bank system.
Right.
TJ was?
Yeah.
Man.
I know.
Jeff.
But it was the majority of founding fathers were against a central bank system because England had a successful central bank system. But the majority of our founding fathers are like, no, we don't want to even deal with that.
Especially Andrew Jackson, who's now on the 20, which is hilarious.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. This is two quotes from Thomas Jefferson. He said, if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up all around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
Oh,
interesting.
Wow.
That's pretty ahead of their time.
Yeah. And then he also said that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies, and that that the principle of spending money to be paid by posterity under the name of funding is but swindling futurity on a larger scale. Basically warning a central bank system is like very dangerous.
Bad news bears.
Gives them a monopoly on exchange.
Right. Then comes 1910 when they first met about what we now have is the Federal Reserve. So you had, it was seven dudes and they were made up of the big gahonas of America banking system, which was New York. New York had like a monopoly over all banks in the nation. These guys, J.P. Morgan, the founder of Wells Fargo, Rockefeller, these dudes left in the cover of dark, took a train from New York down to Jekyll Island.
Sneaky.
They went under code names because they didn't want to be followed by the press, because if this got leaked out before they were able to formulate it, the American people would have just shut it down immediately. Also, who was there? It was Aldrich, who was a Republican U.S. senator at the time, but he was like buddy-buddy with all these rich dudes. But these seven dudes that were in Jekyll Island accounted for 1/4 of the world's wealth. 1/4 of the world's wealth. 1/4.
Are you turning me into a socialist?
No. No, because this is more socialist than anything.
Oh.
We don't want to be socialists.
I don't want to be a socialist.
Why did I sign up?
But so this plays into the whole Titanic thing, because the Aldrich compiled this whole plan, and it was called the Aldrich Plan, and was trying to get Congress and Senate in on it and stuff. And at that time, the House was majority Democrat, and so they shut it down pretty abruptly, because they're like, there's no way that we can have a centralized bank to where these private banks own the majority of the nation's wealth, or all of it. So it was shut down pretty quick. And then you had the Titanic that happened, which some of the leaders that were opposed to the Federal Reserve died.
Yep.
And comes 1913, President Woodrow Wilson was elected, and he was Democrat. And from the research I've done, Woodrow Wilson, boo, not a great guy.
I'm signing up for it. I don't even know what he did.
But when he was running for president, he was adamant of speaking against the Aldrich Plan, which is the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
And but was super broad about it, but then had a meeting with the same dudes that came up with the Federal Reserve and compiled this idea to where it's like, oh, it's going to pretty much be run by private banks, but let's broaden the term to where it sounds like it's a sect of the government, hence the term Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Federal Reserve is not owned by the U.S. government. It is its own private institution.
That regulates
all of our money. So
it's not a government institution.
It is not. It's a private institution.
Who owns it?
That's a good question. But who governs the Federal Reserve is made up of the 12 central banks of America that are privately owned. And when this was passed, these banks had to buy stock within the Federal Reserve. No choice. You had to do it. But the catch was you couldn't sell your stock.
What if they chose not to?
Then you wouldn't be part of the Federal. Yeah, you wouldn't be part of the Federal Reserve.
They are directly accountable to Congress, though.
That's what I'm getting to.
Oh, sorry.
So the thing that was set up was you would have the board of directors, like the governing force of the Federal Reserve. The banks elect who they deem to be on the seat of the thing, but then Congress elect, or the president elects individuals as well to be on the board.
Okay.
But their terms run 14 years at a time, but they're heavily, heavily swayed by the banking system.
Yeah.
And the lady, Dr. Lisa on Blurry, she said the Federal Reserve works like this. If you had a magician and the magician took out a dollar, the first dollar ever created, and said, here, you can have this dollar, the first dollar ever created. You're like, oh, thank you. But the magician says, you have to pay interest on that dollar. Like, well, I don't have another dollar to pay interest on this dollar. Then he pulls out a second one. You can have $2. Oh, okay. And then this covers interest. No, now you have more interest on that. That's basically what the Federal Reserve has done to the United States.
Constantly in debt.
They created money, but the government owes interest on that money.
To whom?
The Federal Reserve.
So they created it. But they could just
pull it out of thin air.
That's what I'm getting to. So when it was first created, the standard for a dollar was held with gold. But yeah, it was in the 30s that they took that away, to where now a dollar is equal to a dollar. So it's nothing. It's made up money now. But they can print all the money they want.
Where's the regulation, and like how does that relationship work with the other countries?
Does
it matter?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. It's so broad. I'm just giving the facts that I know.
Because we could be like, working at a castle.
Well, we're so money. Far in debt.
To whom?
That the Federal Reserve. Like, we're so far. I'm sorry. I'm trying to formulate. We're jumping all over the place.
I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you, though.
Like, we're so far in debt to the Federal Reserve. I think the amount that each American would have to pay to get out of debt, the United Nations or United States out of debt, is like $250,000 per American. That's how much we would have to pay to get the country out of debt. So we're, in a sense, enslaved to this private institution. Mm-hmm. They control everything. Yet they're making the choice to continue to print off money to drive us further into debt.
Because why wouldn't you want the nation of America to be at your beck and call?
Yes. But where a conspiracy part starts coming in is this whole idea of like a globalist world. Globalists want to, in fact, destroy the foundations of what America and the world were built off of. One of the ways of doing that would be to make the dollar
kaput.
Yeah. To where it's value, there's no more value in it, to where you can now create a new currency
right.
that is completely controlled by this entity.
How do you make it worth nothing?
Well, that's what they're doing right now.
Yeah. And so we're on the path.
We're in this bubble right now that it's like it could literally be tomorrow to where it pops and your dollar, like you can literally just throw every single dollar you have into the fire.
It's happened historically too. About the Civil War. There used to be a whole other currency in the South.
Yeah, I think it was like Venezuela. That happened to where if you had like 5,000, like they were actually selling dollar bills on the side of the street just for fire.
Yep.
Like it's worthless at that point. Yep.
I read somewhere there was the Federal Reserve has somewhere like some $1 billion worth of coins, but people refuse to use coins now. So it's now just sitting like it's like just worthless at that point.
That's all part of the plan too, right? Is it moving us to a digital currency and.
Yeah, that's the conspiracy is the globalist thing of moving to a currency to where they now have full control over it.
To the moon.
Yeah. But I thought this was crazy. Just the manipulation that they chose to do with our cash currency. So like they obviously have changed the bills over time. But at the top it says Federal Reserve Note. And it used to say Federal Reserve Note can be traded at or is a note that can be traded with the U.S. Treasury. Mm. So it's not American money. It's the Federal Reserve money. It's a note.
Which is an American institution, though.
It's a private institution. Mm. Yeah. But the trickery of just like adding United States of America really big and calling it the Federal Reserve to convince the people to buy into this, like, oh, yeah, this is a great way to go.
Yeah.
And
think about the Federal Bureau of Investigation, like, we immediately know they're part of the government.
This is going to make you mad. It made me mad.
I'm already ticked.
So what I said about the interest thing. So we, no matter what, they create the money. We will always have to pay interest. You can never pay it off because they're the ones creating the money.
Loan shark.
Woodrow Wilson, after they established the Federal Reserve, that's when he came out with income tax. And the income tax was created to pay off the interest to the Federal Reserve. So he created the problem and then decided to charge the American people more with federal income tax to pay for this fake money.
Very good.
Does the Federal Reserve own the IRS? That's not part. Okay.
No, that's a government entity.
Okay, yeah.
Interesting.
So
I probably did a terrible job explaining it, but what I basically came away with is that we are completely enslaved to this private institution of the money, the dollar.
Mm-hmm. And that just makes you wonder, you wonder who's involved in that private institution and what their goals are. And maybe that's this kind of undercurrent power that we know exists in America.
This is off the rails. Conspiracy theory.
Love it.
But the correlation with, we talked about the history of the Illuminati
right.
and how it was derived from Freemasonry. And on the back of the dollar bill
right.
is the all-seeing eye. Mm-hmm. And that is 100% a Freemason symbol.
Yeah.
I think this Federal Reserve, that the power at B, we talked about too, I'm jumping all over the place, but the who owns the majority of stocks, you know, it's like, well, somebody owns everything.
Yeah. Right.
I think it's the same people group. Interesting. And I think, I'm going to say it, I think it's the Illuminati.
Well, look at...
You think?
Well, look, yeah.
The Federal Reserve is the Illuminati!
I mean, whatever the Illuminati is, like that word, whatever that... A group of people, group. Secretive group, yeah, it's like whatever that is. Because I know when people hear Illuminati, they immediately, okay, right. But it's like, there is a group of people, obviously, that are very powerful, that are very greedy, that are controlling things.
Which is funny, because the certain people they put on, Andrew Jackson was completely opposed to a centralized
bank. Completely.
So yeah. It's like in your face.
Well, no, it was the because people knew that, the history of that, but they're like, well, no, yeah, of course he was opposed to a central bank, but this isn't a central bank. It's the Federal Reserve. But the Federal Reserve is a bank. It's a bank, but they don't call it a bank. They call it the Federal Reserve.
And that's probably a way, because he was such a people, he was a people's president. And so it's almost like, hey, look, we got him on the, he's yeah. fine with it.
You know? Was like a white male's people's president.
And
yeah.
Question about what Thomas Jefferson actually desired and like our founding fathers. So if we didn't have a centralized banking system, like
what
England,
what we had before the Federal Reserve
was trading. Was
no, what we had were their privately owned banks that were in control of their own currency. So they said before the Federal Reserve, it was risky to get into banking because you were never, you didn't have a, what do you call it?
Checks and balance, or like a
to bail you out. You never had someone to bail you out. So if like, because the whole point of a bank was you would have money, and it was really meant for farmers.
Yeah.
If you have a crop to grow, they would come borrow from you with interest. They would grow their crops, sell it, pay you back with interest. So that was a private bank, right?
Yeah.
And that's what it was before that. But we dismantled that and just created a centralized bank to where everyone has to follow their rules now.
Oh, no. And before then, if you were like, so banking back then was mostly for if you wanted to take an investment. It wasn't for to house your money or anything like that. You would keep your money in your mattress back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Simpler times.
It's the Latin on the bill, though. It's right in your face. The Novus Ordo.
Yeah, what is it? I remember.
New Order of the Ages. That translates to.
I'm telling you, there's so much that's right in your face. And what's creepy, too, in 2010, the Federal Reserve had a 100-year anniversary party on Jekyll Island.
Ugh.
Quit being so obvious about it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why
they're laughing
I feel
at us.
Like it's the Matrix to where it's like this whole time you hear Federal Reserve and stuff and you don't think anything about it. But if you dive deeper, which we will continue throughout this podcast, unless...
Once we stop, you know.
But it goes so deep of it's being... It's so obvious. It's so right in front of your face. Like, with imagery, with all this weird juju stuff, man.
But you think it's only... I mean, it's simple because these people are only on Earth for a certain amount of time. They're only powerful enough for that certain amount of time. So it's like, people talk about it. What are you going to do? People are going to forget about this in 50 years.
Well, here's the thing. Congress.
Like, I'm living for the now. I'm trying to get rich now. My family rich. It's like, we're going to do whatever we can to take advantage.
This is what the creepy part is. You mentioned the Congress thing. Congress does have control over... Congress can come together and vote to say, we no longer want to use the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
We want to go back to private banking industries.
Yeah, but banks won't do it, right?
No. Congress won't do it because the powers that be... have complete control now.
But would banks even be interested in that because now they have this bailout opportunity? Think about there are some benefits because if we were to hit an economic recession or depression, it's the Federal Reserve that will regulate our country. Right?
They're the ones who have us in one right now.
Yeah, they're the ones that are plummeting us into this economic crisis.
I saw a thing in the
50s. They dictate the interest rates.
Yeah.
Nationwide interest rates, the Federal Reserve does. So they hike up pricing on everything just to it seems like they're blatantly trying to destroy the dollar to create this new globalist one new currency.
Like scripture says.
Well, listen, listen to this. So the word on the bottom says New Order of the Ages. The top says Annuit Coeptis. And that the literal Latin translation says He favors us, and it sits above the all-seeing eye.
So I'm saying, dude.
He favors this undertaking.
Weird.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Maybe not the next one because we're filming the podcast like back-to-back.
Yeah.
But there is a really, really weird connection. This sounds crazy, right? But there is a really weird connection with this Federal Reserve and the Nephilim race.
Okay, no way. You can't just leave us on that hot take.
Really?
Yeah. And I want to do more research because I was talking to people yesterday about it. And they're like, yeah, dude, like you need to look into this because like the Nephilim fallen angel stuff in the Federal Reserve, like
Rockefeller was like, Rockefeller was a redhead.
Yeah.
And a giant.
Yeah. And he is Cyclops.
Does anyone notice that the Rockefeller was 9 feet tall?
I mean, look at these pictures of the when they're on Jekyll Island. That guy's 12 feet tall.
I know it sounds crazy, but I'm going to do as much compiling as I can to formulate a comprehensive connection. I love that theory.
That's going to be great.
Okay, so you have homework. Nephilim, Federal Reserve. I also want to hear an in-depth take on how the Titanic had to play into the Federal Reserve.
And next one, I want to talk about, or when we talk about this stuff, a continuation, the straw man theory. Okay. Which someone on Patreon helped me, because we mentioned the birth certificate last time. Mm-hmm. The straw man theory is connected to the Federal Reserve, and it's terrifying.
Okay.
And in fact, I read something on a law firm page talking about the dangers of believing in the straw man theory.
Because you'd be killed?
No, of like, it's not true, all this stuff. But they never give any evidence to say otherwise. Yeah. They just said, it's not true. You should not believe in this.
Well, that's the lot of what logic nowadays is. It's like, just listen, just do it. Don't question.
So the straw man theory basically being the birth certificate is a bond on U.S. citizens that the Federal Reserve has created to where you're now treated as a business or entity of the United States to where you are worth like X amount of money. So if you, it's like collateral.
Yeah.
Basically, like our birth certificate is saying that we're collateral. I'll do a deeper dive into it to get it.
If you trade it in, do you have to get deported?
No, that's, I'm telling you, I'm going to, because there's someone we know who has a buddy who has gotten outside of it.
Can we have him on?
I don't know if he wants to be on.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That's basically, scary stuff, basically, man. That's like deep stuff.
He's like a resident of the United States, but not a, or he's a citizen of the United States, but not under the same legality.
Weird. Yeah, you can avoid like a social security number if you decide to, and that's
really.
But then you can't get retirement, can you? You can't get social security.
It won't matter anyway.
It's one of those things they make it so tough where it's like, yeah, you can't. You have the freedom to do whatever you want,
but you can't.
So, but you're never gonna be able to. The bank will never help you. These things will never help you. You'll never be able to get a car. You're like, sure, but go ahead, make it impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to buy everything in cash.
Mm-hmm.
Not possible.
It is really weird, though, that we're the normalization of debt.
Oh, I know.
And, like, also the credit score.
Yeah.
The understanding how credit works drives me insane.
I know.
Like, we want you to go into debt to where you have a higher credit score to where you can easily purchase more things.
That's what's so strange about it, because you and I, whenever we go in, when we take a loan or we do something or we make a purchase that requires financing, we always go into it thinking we're going to pay it off at this rate or whatever, or pay it off in full. And, you know, there's a strategy to it. We do that with our credit cards because we're fortunate enough to do that. But
when you pay early, when you pay penalized. Early,
you're penalized, or you don't get that much credit. So I have friends that like rig the system. They have like an 800 credit score or something like that. And what they do is they just stay at the right amount of debt and they make little payments all
the time.
It's
enslavement,
dude.
You're
enslaved.
Yeah. I mean, you're literally describing our situation. Like, we had a low credit score, but now it's like we have these things we have to pay on, and we pay a lot of them, and it's been 5 years now. It's like, now we're getting like, I looked at my credit score a couple of days ago. I'm like, oh, wow, this is great. But it's like, they're rewarding you just to like, keep going. Keep going.
Dude, but
that's the system of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
They say, take more money. We're going to print more money. Mm-hmm. You're going to be in further debt. But hey, guess what? If the more money you take, the better the economy is going to be.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I just, not that I even want to get into this and whatever. We have a family member that is in a wheelchair, and he qualifies for disability, right? But because you have to be in a certain salary bracket to qualify for disability. And so basically he has to like wire his hours or like to, in order to qualify for disability, which all of his things and everything that he gets medically would be completely
debilitating.
Like 10
times the amount.
Yeah.
So if you did not have disability, like
they would just be, they would not be able to buy anything other than what they, so basically they just keep him in this tiny tax bracket
dude.
So that he's dependent on the disability. It's so wacky how it's this country up, is operating.
Maybe that's why they did with mess with the teeth, because it offers a dependency on, like, because our we've literally even morphed ourselves to, like, live in a society where you have to do this a certain way.
Wow. Even furthermore, the fluoride in the water, which my dental hygienist was also talking to me about.
I want to talk about that, too.
I don't think we should. I don't know. Like, to me, it scares me. It's like, why are we putting anything in the water?
I know.
I'm sure it's healthy and good for you, but it's like,
it's not.
Let us be the judge of that.
You know, yeah.
Let us do that.
It lowers your IQ. Fluoride does.
Yeah, it makes you. It zombifies you. Yeah.
The scariest thing to me, though, is that the two channels where I get my doomsday stuff and a lot of my, like, biblical conspiracy and government conspiracy, both have been shut down and demonetized. Some of the channels literally deleted. So, like, I'm diving into this.
It might happen to us.
I mean, if that's what happens, then we know we're on the right track.
Join us on Patreon.
One of the guys got labeled a terrorist.
Dude. Wow.
No way.
Yep. He got put on a watch list for training people how to defend themselves while making no, like, one saying, like, we're doing anything. He's just like, this is what preparedness looks like, former military.
Maybe we just need to be a little bit more vague, like that TikTok doomsday prepper, that the guy.
Yeah.
He never really mentions anything.
Yeah.
But he's like literally like showing you how to make a tire, a stripper like thing with like a hose and nails and stuff. And he's just like, you know, just in case you ever need one for gardening your garden, for, you know, watering your garden.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, okay, pal.
Maybe right now we just say, we're joking.
We are joking.
This is a comedy show. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. See, that was funny.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba.
Control.
Man, I want to, like.
Did it make sense what I said?
Yeah, dude. Okay. You broke it down great. That was awesome. That was, it was just it's just so much, like you said. And we can. This is a continued conversation thing. We're going to keep talking about it.
Do you want to see a something crazy real quick?
Always. Yes.
This video. Okay, look at this. Can you make these full screen?
Such sure you man. Can.
Come on.
Come on, Papa.
Okay, you see that? That little mountain peak?
Yep.
You see that? The little mountain peak?
I see a blue line.
It's like at the top.
Okay.
And then you see it better there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Mount Everest, but that picture was taken in India, which is 108 miles away.
What?
It's just so big.
That's crazy.
Or the Earth is flat.
No.
Ooh, guys! I think the Earth is flat.
Hey.
That's what I think.
Let's do a deep dive.
I've had too much fluoride. So.
And I would say that is so big. That's so big.
Dude, I saw a video of Josh as a kid.
I know.
Like, and I was like, don't I look like Anna? I'm like, yeah. It's like a mirror, dude.
It's crazy. If you hear their voices too, they have like the same voice.
Isn't that nuts?
Hey, what were you going to talk about on Patreon? I said it earlier.
Dang it. We could talk about Everest. They have a story about how much poop is on Everest.
I said we should talk about that on Patreon.
I love poop.
You had a video you were going to show me on Patreon.
Did I?
Yeah. You said, I'm going to share this video with you on Patreon.
Dang it.
It's a funny thing or something.
Okay.
Yeah. You showed me.
Okay.
You're like, have you seen this? You're like, oh, wait, for Patreon.
I remember.
Did that happen during the podcast?
No, right before the pod.
Okay. We mentioned something in the podcast, though, and we said, well, let's go watch it on Patreon. Everyone's going to comment, you said this.
Yeah.
We'll probably forget.
Dang it.
Oh, man.
I'll think about it.
Hey, but speaking of Patreon, patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies. Guys, if you want exclusive content, you want bonus episodes and episodes days before they drop, guess what? All you got to do is go to Patreon. Our lowest tier starts at $5, guys. And you get discount codes for merch. Come on. Why wouldn't you want to do it? Download the app. It's super easy. You can watch it and scroll out of the other apps and it's still playing. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
It's a great app.
Golly, it's driving me insane.
I had said something about
fluoride, dude.
Catch us on Patreon. I'm saying because if we get canceled, we can still advertise on Patreon.
Yeah, I feel like I said something like,
she was going to do the smelling salt.
Oh, that's what I was going to do. I was going to do the smelling salt.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got some stuff happening on Patreon.
I started scanning the room. I was like, I wish I forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Guys, go review us, please. It helps us out with the algorithm. If you like, you comment, you subscribe. If you leave a review, especially on Spotify and Apple.
Yeah.
Please.
It helps a ton.
And also, all the people that went to Google and went to Sunday Cool Teas and left us a Google review.
Thank you.
Made our day. We are going to pick somebody. We're going to send probably a couple people. We'll just send some.
You can still do it.
So,
yeah. Go give Sunday Cool a review on Google.
5 stars, and the most creative review we'll send goodies to.
Absolutely. And we got some goodies sent to us this week, so thank you for that. Some candy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that.
Where?
It's fine. It's star stuff. We had it at 10 o'clock, but we ate it all.
Okay, we love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
The Federal Reserve is trying to control us all.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
Has it empty your mind?
You learn martial arts!
Ha! Ninjas are dead!
We have a letter.
Who took a bite out of it?
Don't know. It came to Sunday Cool like this.
Get a load of that.
Here you go, sport.
Hey, thanks, babe.
Oh my gosh, the government is monitoring our mail now.
By biting it.
They'll never know. Ooh, look at that. We got some artwork.
Nice.
All righty. Any voice?
Do it like Dune. Awesome Butler.
Like this. Hello, Josh and Andy, Lily and Andrew. My name is Mahoney Jackson. Mahoney Jackson? I don't know.
Sounds cool.
If you can't pronounce Mahoney, then Bug, my nickname, will suffice. I just started to listen to your podcast at the end-ish of last year. I watched your show and was like, let's see what this is about. And ever since that day, I was hooked on Ninjas Are Butterflies. Y'all songs are amazing. I love Ninjas Are Blank, Ragtime Blues, James Blunt, and my favorite German. Y'all are so comical and awesome. I hope that y'all continue to make podcasts. Some other stuff that y'all do say is B when everyone's arguing. Lily's laughs, Landy's lost at it. Got the guys gaslighting Lily when everyone is picking on Josh.
This is a lot.
The ads are amazing. I never skip them. I'm a homeschooler, and shout me. So shout me out. And I've been sharing information about y'all, and this is what I find. Josh, true information. Josh, information. True information getter. Gifted singer. Funny and a great at accents.
Oh.
Andy, comical. Good sense of humor. Great at accents. Target for dad jokes. Lily, the smart, logical one. Makes great for gaslighting. Amazing question corner finder.
Thanks.
Say hello to Ada, a.k.a. fastest toddler in the world, and James, a.k.a. Jane, a.k.a. the talker. I have 2 requests. They left you out.
They left me out.
Oh, wait, no. They put Andy twice. They named you Andy. Okay.
They're Andy, too. Very smart, but just doesn't show it that much. Great musician. Amazing real finder.
And then they say, please open this on the podcast. Shout me out on the podcast. So, I will hear if you do. Love y'all. God bless. Thank you, Bug.
13-year-old.
So you just didn't want to read my part.
No, I just saw myself and I was like, oh, okay. They're just complimenting me twice. But
thanks, Bug.
Thanks, Bug. Appreciate y'all.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Patreon people.
Patreon. All right,
where's the smelling salts?
Next to Lily. Big whiff.
Not a big. I can't do
a big whiff.
Okay.
I really not that hate bad. It.